Welcome to Ripple Effect Connection. I'm your host, Christy Hugick. Throughout my own journey, I have been blessed to form deep connections with incredible souls who've enriched my life with their insights. And that has led to a terrific and inspiring list of guests for this podcast, beginning with the next episode with author Robin Barnhart. She's a friend of mine. She's got an amazing message, and she's also got an amazing way of delivering it. So you don't want to miss that. Today, I wanted to take the opportunity to start this podcast series and start this season by talking about what I think is the most important aspect of anyone's journey. It's your why. You cannot build anything without a strong foundation. Your why applies to every aspect of your life. I always say you must have a purpose that is greater than any challenge you face. Our why kind of acts like that guiding light, a North Star, if you will, that leads us through the darkest moments. So when you have a compelling purpose, your actions will align with your deepest values, driving you to overcome challenges and also to embrace growth. So whatever it is you do, your job, your health journey, your faith, you have a why. Is it strong enough to remain steadfast when those challenges arise? That's the question, and that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. We're going to find some tools for you that can help you develop that why so that you are able to weather the storm if it should arise. So the first thing I like to talk about is the mindset of a curious child. Remember when you were a kid endlessly asking why to understand the world around you? That innate curiosity is a powerful force that honestly should never be lost. Embracing the curious child inside us keeps our mind open, hungry for knowledge, and eager to explore new horizons. So let's talk about how this likely went. Mom would say, put your toys away. You'd say, why? Because we have guests coming. Why? And on and on and on. Well, in our adult lives, we need to stay in that mindset and go back to that mindset. I would say, when you think you have your why, ask why again. Now we're going to talk about how to peel back those layers and find a deeper why. So I'm going to start by giving you a couple of examples. As a personal trainer, I would ask every client what their goal was, or any Whole30 client who came to me, we would ask, what is your why? To lose weight is a popular answer in both areas. But you know what? I have to tell you that vagary in this aspect gets you nowhere. That's not likely strong enough just to lose weight. What happens when you lose the 10 pounds you want? You hit your goal and it's over. But if you peel back the layers and continue to ask why, you will get to the heart of the matter and find that deeper purpose. I want to lose weight. Why? Because I want to feel better. Why? I want to live a vibrant life so that I can be active with my husband and my kids. Now we're getting somewhere. So it's like an onion and we're starting to peel back the layers to get to the core. So start to think about why you are going down the path that you are. And again, I'll repeat, if you're being vague, it's not going to carry you. So another example that we can use is we'll kind of peel back the layers of why I started this podcast. I will interview myself here. I would like to make a podcast. Why? I find it an intriguing medium to deliver important messages. Why? Because as a part of my mission as a health coach, I want to help create my own ripple effect in this world. Why? Because I love connecting with and helping others. And therein lies the message, the mission, and the genesis, really, for the title of the show. I could go even deeper. I also, when I talk to clients, like to use visual aids. Sometimes the visual nature of something can just help them understand a little bit more. So I use the game Jenga with clients. So you know how Jenga works. You have these wooden blocks stacked, and you each pull pieces out to try to keep it from falling. Whoever makes the structure fall loses, right? So you can pull pieces out up and down the wooden block structure as you go. But if you were starting the game and you went right to the blocks on the bottom, there's a good chance it would fail and you would lose because you pulled out the foundation. A lot of times when houses go through devastating storms, what's left? The foundation. So this is why no matter what you do, that why, it's everything. You will be resilient and ready to face any obstacle. And once you get to that why, it is important to have it front and center. Write it out. Write it in a journal. Put it on your refrigerator, on the dry erase board. I have some clients who would put it on a sticky note and put it inside their pantry at times, or they put it on their bathroom mirror on a sticky note. So you want to always be able to refer back to that. Keep it wherever it needs to be to remind you of why you're doing what you are. Another way you can use the word why in your journey is when you're advocating for yourself. I've heard from so many, and I've also been that person, who had questions about methods or medications a doctor was using or suggesting. At first, I didn't question it much, but when I started to gain knowledge and empower myself, I am always asking why, still to this day. If a doctor has a treatment plan for you and you don't feel confident that that's the right path, you are more than entitled to ask why. At the end of the day, there is no doctor in the world that knows your body better than you. So the why can also work when you're asking yourself what your body needs. What is my body trying to tell me? Why do I feel the way I do? When I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis and quite honestly gaslit at times when doctors insisted there was nothing wrong with me, I started to ask a lot of questions and a lot of whys. Knowledge became power, which eventually led to empowerment. And that's also what I hope this podcast helps to provide to many of you. When I got diagnosed, I had a powerful why. My ultimate why was centered around wanting to keep the active life I always had. I refused to let a disease change what I did in my everyday life. So I knew the only way I could do this was to focus on the things I could control. I felt those things were nutrition, exercise, sleep, and my attitude. I have given up a lot of foods that I feel don't serve me. Many times people will ask, how can you give up food X or food Y? It's actually easy because I go back to my why. Feeling good and living the life I want outweighs how much I miss any food. I also keep reading ingredient labels and doing research too. That makes it easier. If you're having cravings, ask why. If you're feeling stressed, ask why. If you're not sleeping well, ask why. So it's okay to also ask yourself why. It works on many levels. Those three letters have so much power, so much meaning, and it's such a useful tool in many ways. The next thing I'm going to say is that challenges are inevitable, but with a purpose-driven mindset, they become opportunities for growth. You have to play the hand you've been dealt, or I'll rearrange that for my golf friends. You have to play the ball as it lies. Each obstacle becomes a chance to learn, adapt, and evolve, pushing us closer to our aspirations. Our why transforms challenges into stepping stones towards a greater vision. One of my favorite quotes, and if you know me, I love a good quote. Sometimes the worst things that happen in our lives put us on the path to the best things that will ever happen to us. I definitely agree with that. I wouldn't be here talking to you right now if I didn't get MS. I wouldn't be able to help others the way I can now as a health coach. I wouldn't have the friends that I have because I've met so many people along this journey that I wouldn't have met had I not gotten that. So I really do believe from every cloud comes a silver lining. So in conclusion, let us never forget the importance of having a strong why in our lives. It propels us forward, even in the face of adversity, and keeps us anchored to our purpose. Embrace the curious child within and always seek to understand your why. That's a wrap for this episode of Ripple Effect Connection. Take a moment to reflect on your why. How does it apply to your own health, well-being, and personal growth? I'd love to hear about it, so connect with me on social media, on Instagram, at Whole Health Christy. The link will be in the show notes, and I'm also happy to continue the conversation or help you peel back the layers. You can also visit my website and sign up for my newsletter. Next, spread the inspiration, like, follow, and share the podcast with others who may benefit from this information. On our next episode, we'll have a great conversation with author Robin Barnhart about limiting beliefs, which can also tie into your why and your vision. So stay tuned to Ripple Effect Connection. Let's create waves of change together. See you next time.